Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. One measly little second last night, Tom, makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
It's amazing, and you can harp and harp and harp about trying to play mistake-free hockey, and sometimes as coaches, little things matter. And, you know, you want your details, your habits to be so good, and, you know, sometimes I guess we're nitpicky, Schultzy, but I think that's just the nature of the beast in our business. But, again, it's all it takes, and it's a there's a fine line between winning and losing. And it's typically, again, you know, a little mistake, you know, that can end up either helping you or hurting you.
Minnesota Wild have certainly fallen on hard times the last month or so. I was reading an article in the Star Tribune. Zach Parise was quoted, and I thought I was reading a quote from you. He was talking about just those things, the little things, the attention to detail in their game wasn't where it wants to be or where it needed to be. Is it easier to get that message across when you do lose as opposed to when you're winning and getting by?
Yeah, I don't know, Schultz. That's a good question. I mean, sometimes you wonder as a coach even. Sometimes, again, are they more attentive when there is a loss, or are they just taking it for granted when there's a win because they got away with it and we still won the game? But you just hope that the maturity of your guys are as such where no matter if you win or you lose, again, they absorb what you're telling them. And, you know, they apply it on the ice, and that's all you're looking for. And that's, you know, those are some things that we can accomplish by video, too. And, again, it's nothing we can do about last night. We just got to hit the reset button and move on.
Lake State's a completely different team than last year, aren't they?
Well, they are. They're just a different team from the standpoint of, you know, systematic. They're different, you know, systematically. And, you know, they want to accomplish a few more things, such as they want to play with a lot more pace. And they do play with a lot more pace. They break the puck out a little differently. You know, that's just obviously with the coaching change. But hey, last year they were good. You know, this year they got a nice team. Last year they had a nice team. So it's not necessarily that they're any better doing what they're doing right now. It's just a coaching change, and you know, their structure is a tad bit different.
Hockey is one of the unique sports where there's a coaching change and you can completely change the style of your game. Lake State's done it. Goes to show you that hockey players can adapt. I mean, their guys last year played big and slow and physical, and this year they're getting up and down the ice with largely the same number, the same guys.
Well, they had it still, Brian, they had some changes. I think they graduated and lost like 7 to 8 guys. That's still 25% of your team, but I guess if you want to sit there and look 3/4 or back, I guess you're probably right there. But there's still there's a change in personnel, and there's some young personnel. I think the biggest change is they have a young defensive core, but absolutely, I think, again, you know, what you emphasize and what you practice is what you're going to be.
More Tom Ceratori when we return. Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back, part two. Head coach Tom Ceratori of the BSU Beavers. You guys, whatever the real shot number was in the first period, had a lot of chances in that first period. You got to bury one of those or two of those, don't you?
Well, I agree, Schultz. Yeah, I mean, it's. I thought we need to play a little better inside the dots. And, again, our greatest scoring chances, we had our share. There's no question. We had more than Lake Superior. But at the same time, I don't know if we were that hard to play against last night. And I think we have to make sure tonight that we're a little tougher to play against. But I think you also have to give some credit to Lake Superior. I thought they played with a lot of passion. I thought they played with a lot of purpose. And anytime we got humming, anytime we got going in the offensive zone, that puck was out, and you know they lived to fight another day.
They hadn't been home since Thanksgiving, which is ridiculous to even fathom. You get a team at home that hasn't been at home in more than a month, they're ready to go, aren't they?
Absolutely, and there was a lot of enthusiasm last night. I thought they had a lot of jump in their step, and again, give credit to them, and I thought they played a good game, and you know what? I'm not going to say they earned that win, but they sure earned a tie last night, and they got ended up getting a win for it. So we just have to obviously have that same type of attitude mentality tonight and, you know, hopefully come out of here with a win on a Saturday night.
Walking around their rink a little bit before the game last night, all the All-American plaques that they have and all the championship banners that they've got hanging from the rafters, this team really had it going in the 90s. One might say, how do they get players all the way up here in the middle of the UP, but they had it going, didn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, you take a look, actually, 92, they won a national title. 93, Northern won a national title. And 94, Lake Superior won a national title. 3 years in a row, the UP were the national champions. And it was a good time. It was a great time and for hockey, and they had it going, and they had some great players. And you know, that's what kind of makes our sport unique.
they had it going, but they had a lot of battles in the CCHA in those years, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. It was a, you know, and no question. And you know, you had the likes. You had a lot of different. You had a lot of different teams, a lot of different programs that were very different. You know, in the league at that particular time, with you know, the Big Ten teams in Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, you know, the independent BCS, Notre Dame, and then you had your, you know, your MAC teams in Bowling Green, Miami, and Western Michigan, excuse me, right there. And of course, then you have your Division II teams and, you know, Northern and Ferris and Lake Superior, the GLIAC teams right there. And of course, then you have Fairbanks. So there's no question there's a variety of different programs and different levels and, you know, different leagues that they come from, obviously, from a, you know, from their basketball and football standpoint.
Does Michigan have it going as far as youth hockey like they did 5-10 years ago?
I don't think so. I think right now, I think the state of Michigan right now, I think with the economy right now, it's hurt hockey a little bit. I mean, and I think hockey here in Michigan, not the UP, but I think hockey in Michigan, by and large, is definitely it's turned into, you know, white collar sport. I don't think there's any question to play here. To play AAA midget costs a lot of money. And I think you're seeing right now more and more kids are actually playing high school hockey in Michigan just because of the affordability of high school hockey. So I don't think there's any question right now. The economy's probably hurt the state of Michigan, but boy, they're still pumping out players.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.